Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kathy Lee Gifford talked about why she decided to leave the Today Show.
I gave my notice 2 years ago, after my husband passed. You really realize that you're going to run out of time. He didn't know that he was running out of time. We had plans for the day, right? And then my mom passed as well. And I realized just recently that I'm in a state where I never dreamed I'd be. I'm a widow, I'm an orphan, and I am an empty nester. And that just hit me like a ton of bricks. For the first time in my life, I have the time and the means to go and do anything I want to do. First time in my whole life.
We also were just talking about him. Chris Sullivan, who plays Toby on This Is Us, was on Live with Kelly and Ryan. And he talked about how people actually know him more for this role than his This Is Us role.
4 years of theatrical training. Studied at Oxford. The thing that most people have seen me do is the voice of a camel on a Geico commercial. Uh-oh! Guess what day it is! Guess what day it is!
Oh my God! Okay, for now on, every Wednesday, Pork Chop, I need that audio. We're going to play in honor of Toby.
Joe's dream.
Uh-oh. Oh my God, I sounded just like him.
Kourtney Kardashian has launched her very own lifestyle website named Poosh. As of Tuesday, the site included an article about the wonderful spice turmeric, a list of organic wines, a guide to non-toxic toys, and a five-minute workout to give you an instant butt lift. There's also the Kardashian-specific content, like Kris Jenner's brownie recipe, Kourtney talking about co-sleeping with her kids, pictures from Northwest Unicorn birthday party, and more. Kourtney said, Poosh is the modern guide to living your best life. Our mission is to educate, motivate, create, and curate a modern lifestyle achievable by all. She named the site after her daughter, Penelope, which Poosh is her daughter's nickname. Poosh's Instagram account already has 2.5 million followers.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to. Sorry, I pooshed.
And Isla Fisher had to kiss both Matthew McConaughey and Snoop Dogg in the new movie, The Beach Bum. And she says she's a hard time picking who the best kisser was.
Snoop just adds a little sauce. He's a cool, it just says something about being around Snoop. You just feel cooler. It's Snoop Dogg. You can't, you know, but Matthew is really sweet. And he used to call me his little ginger goat when we were shooting, which used to make me laugh. But I can't choose.
Coming up in less than an hour, a famous YouTube family you definitely follow is getting heat for something that they did the other day. That's next.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.